We return on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's a Friday night, and the Yellow Jackets are in Ashland to take on the Lumberjacks of Northland College. I'm John Garver, and we're joined, as always, in the pregame by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And 4-2 defeat last Saturday night, coach, at UW Stout. A little bit of a tough start, and you guys really had a hard time recovering from that, didn't you?
Yeah, quite frankly, I don't really feel we even came out of the locker room. That's on me. We didn't have a good start. We crawled back to make it 2-2, and then, you know, so there was mental lapses that game, I think, ended up being dictating the outcome.
In the second period, though, you did, like you said, you did crawl back and were able to even the game at 2-2, and I was looking at numbers, and the second periods have been really good for you guys this year. You're plus 10 overall in goals, and I want to say you're like plus 67 or something like that, and maybe 47 in shots on goal. So typically second periods haven't been great, but this year second periods are the best period you guys play. Why do you think that is?
I think a part, we've been rolling four lines. Guys are kind of into the game through the first. You know, as a coach, it's good that we're in the second so good, but we want to make that our first and kind of continue to build from there. But I think with rolling four lines kind of gets everybody involved in the game. If it stays 5-on-5, everyone's getting minutes. And then, you know, and we're able to kind of use our depth a little bit. And I think we wear some teams down sometimes. And then, you know, we've been scoring the first goal in the wins that we've had. I think it kind of then shifts a little bit in the third where we're locking it down. We want to continue to play, but, you know, we're going into the third with the lead a lot of the times too. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things where it's happening. I wouldn't say there's any one reason to why, but, you know, it's good. We just got to clean up the first and, in my opinion, get better throughout the game. So, you know, kind of ramping it up a little bit more and kind of a nail in the coffin type mentality for the third.
Guy that drew you even last Saturday was Andrew Durham, and he's off to a really nice start in his senior year. What have you seen from him growth-wise between junior year and senior year that's made him so much better than a year ago?
Well, he went on that, I think it was like a 9-game or 10-game point streak or whatever. I mean, that's almost half your season. Last year, it just so happens that we weren't winning at the time. He was the only one scoring. Andrew's a hockey player. He's a good person first and foremost. He cares. I think he wants to leave this program better than when he came. And, you know, he came in as a transfer in his sophomore year, and, you know, we worked together before he went, when he went to college too, in juniors. So I think he, you know, there's a little bit of a going away, I think, mentality for him. He wants to make sure this program is set up. You know, he's a guy that I truly do believe will be a Yellow Jacket for life, and he wants to make sure that, you know, he's leaving it better than when he came. So, he's playing determined hockey. The way he's playing right now, it's not going to be too hard finding him the next team to play for, in my opinion. And he just needs to continue to build throughout the year and stay consistent here now, because he's off to a pretty solid start.
Durham and the rest of your Yellow Jackets playing Northland here tonight. First game of a weekend home and home series will be at Westman Arena tomorrow. But I think there's people out there that still, when you hear you're playing Northland, they think, okay, easy 2 points and away you go. This isn't your grandfather's Northland College anymore. This is a decent hockey club that's coming off a nice win over the defending national champions.
Yeah, Seamus has done a fantastic job in his time here. You know, they're Northland, even when they didn't have the top players, you were in a fight in that game. They're hard. They close quickly. They're very good at home. There's a lot of things that they do well. They might not have the stellar numbers or the like certain things that other teams have, but they make up for it with effort. They're a very hard team. This is good. They're a team that strengthened our conference coming to the WIAC. And it's, you know, hey, first year in the WIAC, and look who they've beaten, right? So it's, you know, they're, you know, and we've had we've had some good battles with them in my 3+ years here. I think tonight's going to be a fight for sure.
We're going with Miles Hector in goal tonight. Only second start for him. So worried about a little bit of butterflies, or do you think he's fine with everything that's coming his way tonight?
To me, at this point, if you're getting butterflies, that's not good. You're a good hockey player. Just come in here and take care of business. At the end of the day, you've played 100 junior games in your time. Let's just get it going. We don't really have time for butterflies.
You get Pavel back in the lineup now too. He's been out since the second weekend of the season with an injury. So what does it mean to have him back in the lineup?
Well, just the energy he brings. There is no motor. The motor doesn't slow down for him. He plays at a pace. He's hard. He gets guys going just by doing it the right way. He's going to help with the energy for sure tonight.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, Garf.